This is peak 2022, and the delving or the continue pushing of people's heads into the sand. What do I mean? There's people like us who have addressed that the modern Western society, is falling apart at the seams. Whether you want to talk about it controlled demolition wise, or you just think it's falling apart because of the weight of its own stupidity, they don't have to be mutually exclusive, but they could be one or the other. There are people like us that are like, listen, we got to grow food, we got to have people nearby, we have to have our own sources of water, we have to have all these other kinds of things, we got to become more self-reliant. And then there's people who are like, everything is fine, right? They're singing the Lego song, right? Everything's awesome, everything's cool, don't worry about it, you know, we're gonna be all right. If you're on the left, Joe's doing a great job, no mean tweets. If you're on the right, all we got to do is get our boys back into to Congress, and then they'll somehow do some things and we'll be okay. The people that I just described are the people that this degree is centered after or pushed after. And it comes to us from New Jersey's Centenary University, who's offering a graduate degree in happiness studies. Because, per the official announcement, Centenary University Masters of Arts in Happiness Studies is designed to prepare students to advance into supervisory and management positions in any career field. Listen, if you're a manager, you're not causing anybody happiness. Let's just be real about that. Nobody's happy to talk to you if you're the manager, right? Either it's Karen, who needs to have her Happy Meal refunded, or it's the 17-year-old kid that's too busy taking Twitch streams of him doing making French fries. Or it's the 45-year-old veteran of your organization that's been there since he was 18, and he's miserable and he doesn't want to talk to you because you're young and your life is ahead of you. Either way, there's no tangible reason to have this. It's a further proof that academia is nothing but a wasteland of pseudo-intellectual thought and potential living within a bubble. Of course, if you do decide to not listen to Rick Barrett and get this happiness study, you're going to be learning from an Ivy League expert who's probably the most miserable person you'll ever meet. Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar is an internationally renowned teacher and author in fields of happiness and leadership. After graduating from Harvard with a BA in psychology and physiology and a PhD in organizational behavior, like three made-up degrees, honestly. Tal taught 2 years. He taught two of the most popular courses in Harvard's history, positive psychology and the psychology of leadership. When he taught happiness studies at Columbia, he's a prolific writer whose books have appeared on best-selling lists. He also consults and lectures to executives and multinational corporations, educational institutions, and general public, i.e., he has monetized other people's misery. He has monetized the modern world's misery index for his own good. Now, some of you are like, Rick, shut up. I really want to get this, I really want to go to Centenary University and get my master's in happiness studies. All right. Well, here's some of your courses. Foundations in Happiness Studies. Obviously, you got to get the groundwork. Introduction to Happiness Studies, right? That's something. Integrative Leadership on Happiness. Facilitating Happiness. Philosophy in Happiness. Whole Being Coaching. And Happiness in Literature and Film. Essentially, this is made up gobbledygook. I don't know. I think the guy's going to get you some incense and maybe some bongos. Now, you even get to take a trip. Students get to apply themselves. This is the Spire Retreat. Students get to apply themselves, apply as well as deepen their understanding of much of what they have learned in previous courses. The focus will be bringing together the reflection and action for a purpose of personal and collective transformation. And students help themselves become happier, as well as for students to learn how to help others do the same thing. They will spend an average of 80 minutes each day encouraging individuals as well as group activities that cultivate Spire elements, including but not limited to all this other blah, blah, nonsense crap. So this guy has monetized quote-unquote happiness to the tune of $17,000.